This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. 25 years ago, the movie Bull Durham put North Carolina's AAA baseball team on the map. Today, Bull City Summer wants to put the real Durham Bulls in the spotlight. Bull City Summer is documenting all 72 home games this season. With us, we have Ivan Weiss. He's doing the video for Bull City Summer. Adam Sobsey is here as well. He's a writer for Bull City Summer, a playwright, and a Durham Bulls beat reporter for the Indy Weekly, a columnist for Baseball Prospectus. All of them, in the form of two people, are here with me now. Welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Frank.
Good to be here.
Adam, we've talked about this project before. You were just getting started. The season had barely begun. Now we're underway. What has happened with the project since last we met?
I have to say, I'm having more fun watching baseball this year than in any of the other years I've covered the team. It's just been a total delight. And I think that a good part of the reason for that is that I'm aiming my coverage elsewhere. You know, we're not really just being a beat reporter anymore. I'm actually documenting a season. So even though I'm not doing it consciously, I'm watching a little differently and seeing different things.
Well, I got to ask you, that's the point. How is it different from being a beat reporter when you know you're putting together a documentary?
Because your focus is allowed to widen and it's allowed to change during the course of a game or a season, or even, frankly, an at-bat. One thing I've been paying a lot of attention to this year for reasons that I don't even quite remember but have gotten suddenly compelling is foul balls. It hadn't really occurred to me for a long time that, and I looked it up statistically, one out of every six balls is hit out of play. So basically 18% of baseball is discarded.
Yeah.
And I suddenly realized, well, that's really fascinating. I should be writing about this. I just published a piece in the Paris Review Daily about it the other day. So things like that.
About foul balls. Well, of course, that is a complete. For those who say they don't like baseball, they have noticed this long before you, that a lot of baseball is not playing.
Yes. And yet, at the same time, that's exactly when it's playing.
Yeah.
It's an immensely complicated sport for that reason.
Well, because when you start to know what's going on, there's a whole other calculus. It's not, no, there's nobody running around the bases this time either. It's, hey, you know, that's the 37th pitch that pitcher has thrown. And mm-hmm. I wonder if their arm is getting tired. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, because that counts too. And this is still in play. And, you know, he's making contact every time, one of these times. So there's a whole other calculus that goes on, which is why so much of the game is played in our heads for those of us who do love it and why it's kind of a great game.
Yep.
So cool. So that's helped you a little bit. And your sister, Leah, was on the show earlier this week. She's a photographer, and she's doing some interesting things with photographs. Tell us about that.
She did a wet plate photograph of a former Durham Bull who now plays for Norfolk, Russ Kanzler. Wet plate photography is a 19th century technique. So she's essentially making the very old new again, and he was kind enough to pose for us. And there'll be a digital image of it pretty soon. They're one of a kind.
Well, that's good. Well, you put a piece of glass.
Yes.
The image was actually created on one piece of glass, which you then treat chemically. That's your print.
Yep,
right?
That's it.
Wow. And so she's doing some of that, which is what baseball is. It's happening now, and yet nostalgia is so much a part of the game. Right?
Absolutely. And we made sure to also do a wet plate of Woolly Bull, the mascot.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. If you get him to talk, we'll get him on the show, but he's so far refused.
Mm-hmm.
Every request we have into Woolly Bull, he has refused. Ivan, you are now you've come on board as a videographer. How have you done any kind of sports videography before?
No, I shot a season of high school football, and that's about the extent of. I was never a sports guy, so all this is pretty new to me.
So the question I would ask you is, how is it different from just covering any other kind of sports activity? But the thing is, there is a lot of activity for a videographer. It's not just, you know, it ain't a wedding. I mean, there's stuff going on. It's colorful.
Well, kind of, you know, like a lot of the artists involved with this project, we all came on, you know, kind of having to determine our own take on
right.
this place and kind of how to escape cliche of or the nostalgia or whatever image of baseball you have. And so for me, it's been a lot of there's been moments where I've kind of seen baseball anew, and then I've done a lot of shooting of the actual photographers and seeing how they formulate a vision. So there's kind of two roads that I've kind of started going down in this
when
project.
When you're putting a documentary together, how is it different from covering the game? I mean, there's action that goes on. You want to
totally.
Bring folks the highlights.
Yeah, right? Absolutely different. I mean, for me, it's been about not covering the games per se. And it's been about, like, I was just talking to Adam earlier about this one moment where a lot of times with video, you just start the camera and pray. You roll the dice and pray something happens. You know, 90% of the time it doesn't work. But in this one time, I was photographing these two teenage girls who were just on the cusp of maybe 15 or, you know, just on the cusp becoming adults. And I was just there shooting. And there was this, a big play. Everyone jumped up. And they jumped up. And then everyone started sitting down. They stayed up. And they looked at each other. And it looked like they were going to kiss or something. And I was like, what is going on here? And suddenly they like measured their heights against each other. And it was just like one of those moments you couldn't know that was going to happen. And it was just said so much about the people who are coming to the games and, you know, a little story.
Well, and I know you've put together a trailer featuring Bull City Summer. And this is one that actually has found its way onto the Paris Review website. Let's listen.
I feel like what I'm doing here, it isn't about the game of baseball necessarily. It's something else. And that thing that I'm attracted to is very personal.
It's hard not to be here and feel really voyeuristic. And, you know, because there is this, like, there's this sense of a wall between myself and the field and everybody on the field.
That's the thing about photography. It's a certain kind of removal, always. And there's a feeling in the outfield of distance. The game is way over there. The people that sit out here are removed from it to a certain extent, and the outfielders, they're part of the game, but they're removed from the game.
There's a bit of the trailer for Bull City Summer. It's now showing on the Paris Review website. Ivan Weiss is the videographer who is responsible for that. Adam Sobsey is a writer. He's also with us and part of the Bull City Summer project. Tell us, first of all, who are we listening to in that particular clip?
So that's Alex Soth and Kate Joyce, two photographers involved with the project.
So they're telling us, you know, sort of again, how they're having to frame their job, how you go about this job when you know there's a project at the end. Paris Review, and Adam, you've got an essay right on the Paris Review website as well on this project. Is that right?
We're up there biweekly all summer long. So yesterday I published the fourth in what I believe will be an 11-part series every other Wednesday. I'm not going to write all of them. Sam Stevenson, our director, will write some of them, and we'll have some guest writers as well.
What's their interest in this?
Sam had a previous relationship with them and essentially proposed our project to them, and they said, absolutely, we want that. So,
well, that's great. Have you gotten any response on the website?
This is classic baseball prospectus, actually. One of my baseball prospectus readers chimed in yesterday to make a very tiny but, in his eyes, extraordinarily important correction to something that I had written. Just the kind of niggling detail that only a true baseball nerd would be able to spot in such a piece. I appreciated it. I thought it was great.
That's great. So what about you, Ivan? Are you a baseball fan?
Well, as a kid, I'm from Indianapolis, and I went to Indianapolis Indians games. And so I have, for me, especially going to a AAA baseball, it was kind of nostalgia. But I was a guy who was never what you'd call a sportsman in my whole life as a student or whatever. And so this has been kind of connecting with the sport from the other side. And so it's new to me. And there's a couple other artists on the project who this is like bringing your kind of new perspective on this sport.
That might be good. I mean, I'm almost imagining if somebody from, you know, like a professional sports videographer or camera person were to do this, it might almost be a liability, huh?
Well, because, you know, there's a lot of videographers at the park, and there's a whole army of these like early 20s, maybe teenagers kind of filming the game. And we filmed a little bit of them or shot pictures, different people shot pictures of them doing their job filming the game, and it's like such a different method.
Yeah. The Jumbotron people do a pretty good job of capturing the drama, but that's not a bad little art.
Yeah, no, not
they
at
get
all.
People measuring themselves, kissing each other, and falling out of their seats.
That's right.
Kind of live,
it's a different kind of drama.
In real time. So, drama on the field, Adam. How are the Bulls doing? They're doing well this
season.
They're
in first place. Wow. They were trailing Norfolk for a little while and then went on a little surge, and Norfolk was playing way over their head, so they fell back to the pack a little bit, and the Bulls overtook them. I think they might be tied right now for tops in the South Division, they're a good team, and even with the inevitable call-ups and injuries and all of that, I expect that they'll be a good team all the way through the season.
Pretty serious and important injury to the Bulls' shortstop.
Yes. Actually, I got a whole story out of Ivan's trailer. There's a little moment in the trailer where we watch the kid playing the termites in the trousers game, where they shoot the stuffed termite up in the air, and the kid has these oversized pants. Well, as the kid is bagging the termite in the trousers, right behind him, you see the infielders do what they do between innings all the time, which is they take little practice grounders that the first baseman throws to them. And the one you see behind him is Hak-Ju Lee, shortstop, a very highly regarded prospect in the Rays organization. As it happens in the trailer, he actually misplays the little grounder. It bounces up off of the heel of his glove, and just as it's bouncing up off the edit cuts away. Well, a couple of days after that, Hak-Ju Lee was involved in the worst injury I've ever seen on a baseball field. He was the middleman in a double play, and the throw at second base that he was trying to handle was off target, and he lunged to catch the ball. And as he did that, he planted his knee awkwardly, and the base runner slid into his knee and tore up the ligaments in his knee. It was quite shocking. He had to be helped off the field. Yeah. He couldn't put any weight on it. And I think the remarkable thing about that moment in that trailer was it almost serves as a kind of auger of what's to come. Ivan and I have been talking about this poem we found by C.P. Cavafy about some people can see the past and some people can see the future, but it's the wise man who sees what is imminent. And there's this imminence in that moment that's really powerful.
The mysticism of baseball. All in the Bull City summer. This is fantastic. We're going to keep checking in with you. Adam and Ivan, thank you so much for being on the program.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
Ivan Weiss and Adam Sobsey are contributors to Bull City Summer. Adam's also a playwright, Durham Bulls beat writer for the Indy Weekly, and a columnist for Baseball Prospectus. Just ahead, the Muslim experience in North Carolina. On the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.